And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration just cut off funding for one of Planned Parenthood's favorite loopholes. Health and Human Services has disqualified more than 50 organizations, including two Planned Parenthood affiliates, from $67 million in teen pregnancy prevention program money, which is the federal grant that was meant to stop teen pregnancy. But their curriculum is doing the opposite. A recent video out of Minnesota showed children proclaiming their love for Somalia, not America, during the same time that our country is turning 250 years old. Somalia is the best, one says, and another one says, we love Somalia and we don't care what you think about us. These kids have likely never set foot in Somalia, yet no one has taught them much pride in the country that took their families in. Assimilation used to be part of the deal when America took people in, but Minnesota has just stopped asking for it. Meanwhile, in High Point, North Carolina, quick-thinking neighbors may have stopped a tragedy. A caller spotted a man in camouflage and body armor sitting in his truck outside of Methodist Church during a Sunday service and phoned it in. Police arrested 44-year-old William Milken III and found two flamethrowers, two crossbows, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and a notebook listing the addresses of other churches, schools, and public buildings. He's now charged with possessing a weapon of mass destruction, and police credited the congregation for speaking up. Now for a story proving the government will regulate literally anything if given the chance. Rhode Island just became the first state to cap how many self-checkout lanes a grocery store can run, tying it to the ratio of staffed registers and slapping a $1,000 a day fine on stores that do not comply. The governor calls it protecting jobs and helping seniors. Grocers call it a hit to their bottom line, warning of higher prices since checkout automation is everywhere now, from hardware stores to fast food. Employees are even being encouraged to report their own employers if they don't comply. And over in Paris, a 14-year-old has turned squirt gun shakedowns into a full-time job, demanding €2 from tourists along a canal and soaking anyone who refuses before running off laughing. He's already been arrested twice, once for vandalism and once for theft and resisting arrest. And reportedly, he bragged that jail was a nice break from France's heat wave since it had air conditioning. Finally, along the same lines, in what could be in this kid's future, police in Scotland have charged a man with assault after he allegedly caught a seagull off the street and used it, the actual bird, as a weapon against another person. He's due before a court to sort out exactly how you charge someone for that. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Higgs. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.